Welcome to the Workplace Chameleon. This is Dr. Selena. It's really nice to know you are there. Part of my work includes a study of different ways we interact in organizations. And as an eternal optimist, while I'd love to focus on the most productive, positive impact groups of people coming together can have on each other and others, unfortunately, I see way more negative some days than positive. I suspect you see that too. Well, in my work, I see all types and levels of hurts and harm in organizational settings, as well as the emotional reactions to them. I want to talk about one I see most commonly. It may be less severe in form, yet can be destabilizing and detracting from work goals and personal goals all the same. Today, I want to share with you some ideas about frustration. By common definition, it's usually described as the feeling of being upset or annoyed, especially because of an inability to change or achieve something. Other similar words that pop up when thinking about frustration can usually include something like exasperation, annoyance, and with the buildup could even be anger. Frustration is often seen as the opposite of satisfaction. And one point that I love, you know, as a word nerd, is the literal translation of the term frustration from Latin is deceived expectations. It's made up of two words that really come from the roots of disappointment and in vain. Deceived expectations, in which I am disappointed and feel like this is in vain. I think about it as a feeling of annoyance at getting stuck around some sort of impassibility. And there's a lack of satisfaction because something didn't happen as I'd hoped. In other words, my expectations were deceived. And it may have been something I couldn't even control. And many times outside of that control that changed the plan, and therefore, I'm not satisfied. When we look at the emotional part of this, frustration occurs when we experience some sort of unmet or unattainable need, want, or desire. Some obstacle has been placed in our way from achieving a goal. Oh, we see this in little people, right? Young people, especially when they can't have something they want, and yet because of what stage of life they're in, may not have the capacity yet to know or understand or even be able to communicate that, right? They cry, they fuss, they throw a temper tantrum. And we see that frustration is a normal part of life, and yet it is inconvenient, sometimes avoidable, or maybe even longer lasting than expected, and thus leads to potentially a defeated sense of motivation. Now, I do love to look at the why. So we see the behavior happening in organizations and teams, in our work lives. What is it that creates that, right? I'm looking for the stimulus, the environment, the context around that frustration. And it does sometimes come from an expectation we previously held, even momentarily. To experience that frustration, there needs to be some important anticipation of something. Get it done, clear it off your list, a goal. But then some sort of obstacle, change, or limitation is placed on you, likely and possibly at work outside of your control, that now creates a situation where something didn't work, changed, or somehow did not meet your expectations of what was going to happen. Have you had something already today? Was it from something inside of your control or outside of your control? Was it a mild irritation or something that's significant? Because it's interesting to me with frustration, we have that whole range, something minor, annoyance, all the way to something that can seriously alter a pathway because of its complexity or issues that mount up. When a person is in a frustrated state, a number of emotions and experiences arise. It can also include a depressive state, anxiety, or in some cases, despair. That emotion has now created a motivational situation that feels unattainable, unavoidable, or simply takes us in a brand new direction that we didn't know or may not have wanted to go. So consider a time when you said or thought, I'm frustrated. Was it 5 minutes ago as you were checking your email? Was it a few hours ago when you were in a meeting and someone took a project in a different direction than you thought it was going to go? Was it recently when you were given work direction that didn't fit with what you thought would be done? What was the cause? What was the why behind it? So was it that person's choice to have that end up having a ripple effect on you? Just understanding that context for a pause can help us understand how to make those connections. Why am I feeling this way? Well, because that happened. Well, why did that happen? Because those three factors there. Okay. Now, how do I change my thinking about that? And we want to think about how long does that emotion last? When you feel frustrated over a certain topic, how long does it stay with you? And is that topic simple or complicated? There are really simple frustrations in everyday life. I seem to live a lot of them dropping and spilling things. Or there's some really complicated ones that may be harder to peel back those layers on. But I always start with, was this in my control or outside of my control? Because that's what I can impact best. Many of the lessons we learn about managing emotion apply specifically to the emotion of frustration too. All of the coping strategies to release emotions in scenarios can be helpful here too. Breathing, meditation, yoga, stretching, some sort of physical movement we know settles down those parts of our brain that get all wound up because of that emotion, redirecting our attention, moving some distance, looking at it from a different space or perspective, walking it off, working it out, doing something creative, taking a nap. Okay, not at work unless you have approved nap time or sleeping pods, but it has to settle down before we can do something with it. And for this time, since you've honored me with your attention for a little while today, I think it's worth noting frustrations that pile up. I've addressed this in previous episodes where we dump on and another thing into conversations. But how many times have you had a series of events where little annoyances build up and increase your frustration level? And it may seem minor at first, but eventually can lead to an explosion. I think about those moments. Usually it's in the morning for me where I drop something, I knock it over, I leave something behind, I accidentally hit myself because I'm trying to move something around and something lets go. Think about drivers on the road I'm frustrated with, red lights I really didn't want to have appear, weather because I live in Iowa, something at home, something at work, and it piles up. I think it might be helpful to consider then our tolerance level. What is our current ability to put up with annoyances? How many and for how long? This is really tied to regulation, the ability to deal with being upset or our levels of agitation without coming apart at the seams, otherwise known as losing self-control. At a time where we've had increased stressors for months and years on end, we have this dynamic going on where our tolerance levels may be inconsistent. We may be really patient in one area, yet highly frustrated in another. So today, let's name it. I want you to think about something that is frustrating you right now, and you just need to call it out. I'm frustrated with. Okay. So recognize the connections. Is that a piling on? I'm frustrated in the moment with one thing, but it's really something else. What could you do right now to understand it a little bit better? Because my focus is workplace. I always want you known for good things. I always want you known for being your best, offering your best work, and recognizing that we won't always do that. So understand the frustration just for a few minutes today. Why is it? What's within your control and what's not? You choose. You know, in a simple example, when I'm spilling my coffee and dropping something from my car and misplacing items because I'm juggling too much, my frustration is usually rooted in the fact that I didn't give myself enough time, I didn't make multiple trips, and I likely need to clean out my car. If I'm frustrated with a person or situation, I often find myself stuck. And I take that time, I really endeavor to trace it back to the why. Why did the situation happen that caused this frustration? What can I learn from it? So my three questions, my control, is this something I control? My role, was this something I contributed to? And the why, where is this hitting me at? Is it my image? My relationships, my inconvenience, my ego. For all we go through in life, there are plenty of reasons to be genuinely upset. I think frustration is an early warning signal. Something is up. If we stop to pay attention, the very act of dealing with the frustration may help us realign in the moment to deal with something much bigger or significant coming next. Sometimes the little frustrations seem like a moot point because something else bigger comes along. Maybe if we can find those moments to take a deep breath, to recognize it's in or not in my control, what am I mad or limited with in this frustration because it's something I contributed to? What could I do to put a planning process in place to take more trips, to do something that would have helped minimize or prevent this, and really own why it's bothering me so much? Because when we can manage those things in the moment better, it gives us, frankly, more energy for the good stuff, or maybe even the tougher stuff. Many of you know I love humor, sharing it, listening to others, and really using it as a craft to communicate and learn. And yet I can never quite remember a joke. However, I did hear one this past week that stuck, and it seems fun to share with you now. How many psychologists does it take to change a light bulb? One, but the light bulb really has to want to change. Oh, if it was only that. Emotion, frustration, your best efforts, all connections we can think about being better today than we were yesterday. Taking this moment, identifying what those are, recognizing whether it's in your control or not, and remember that original set of words, deceived expectations. Maybe you're frustrated because it didn't go your way and you really desired something else. Okay, what can you do with that? Until next time, I'm Dr. Selena with the Workplace Chameleon. Okay, let's do this better, people. Until next time.